93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Four people have died in flash flooding in southeastern Pennsylvania. In Bucks County, Upper Makefield Fire Chief Tim Brewer says as much as 7 inches of rain fell in the area last night in just 45 minutes, creating a wave of water.
It just rose that fast, and it was violent and fast moving.
Brewer says three people are still missing.
We are looking for two children from the same family. One boy who is 9 months, one female who's his older sister who is 2. We are attempting to locate one more female adult at this time.
CBS's Danya Baca says this is one brutal summer in America.
Death Valley, one of the hottest places on earth, is on track to hit 130. The blistering heat attracting visitors.
I never experienced this kind of heat.
The extreme heat and dry conditions sparked multiple fires in Southern California, burning thousands of acres and prompting evacuation orders. In Florida, beachgoers are finding it hard to cool off. Water temperatures there have been reaching above 90 degrees.
Success. Police have found an escaped murder suspect just where they thought they would, in a forest in northwestern Pennsylvania, not far from the jail he broke out of on July 6th. CBS's Tom Foti.
Pennsylvania law enforcement had been searching for Michael Burham for more than a week, charged in multiple crimes suspected in a killing. He escaped from a county jail and had apparently been on the run in rugged area woods.
Burham was taken into custody yesterday. If you believe longtime entertainment industry executive Barry Diller, the SAG-AFTRA strike could ruin Hollywood. Diller was on CBS's Face the Nation today.
These conditions will potentially produce an absolute collapse of an entire industry.
Actors went on strike Friday after talks with studios collapsed. Diller says in contrast to the union, he believes artificial intelligence will not take jobs from actors or writers. A top Biden aide says last week's NATO summit did not slam the door on Ukraine's efforts to join the military alliance.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the NATO member nations did not say no to Ukraine. They just said not now.
We said at NATO, very simply, Ukraine's future is in NATO. We meant it. That's not up for negotiation. That's something that now all 31 allies have committed to.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Sullivan added, while Ukraine is not yet a NATO member, the alliance will not leave that nation to fend for itself.
We will continue to put economic pressure on Russia, and the Ukrainians will continue to put military pressure on Russia.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Bees and other pollinators are on the decline across the United States. As Danielle Smith reports, some members of Congress are proposing new rules to protect them.
The reintroduction of the Saving America's Pollinator Act aims to protect bees, birds, butterflies, bats, and hummingbirds by addressing the effects of pesticides and other toxins on their habitats. Lori Ann Bird at the Center for Biological Diversity says the bill would increase the collaborative role for the new Center for Pollinator Conservation and give the public a voice in science-based decision-making. She says saving pollinators is essential for the future of food production.
One amazing thing about pollinators is that we all recognize we need them. One in every 3 bites of food that we eat needs insect pollination, and we know that our lives without pollinators would be infinitely more bleak.
This is the 5th time the Saving America's Pollinator Act has been introduced in Congress in the last decade. Bird points out the current legislative effort coincides with the Environmental Protection Agency's plan to implement safeguards for 27 of the most vulnerable endangered species, including some pollinators from pesticides.
The list includes birds, fish, plants, mammals, all species that are especially impacted by pesticides.
She encourages people to put flowering plants in their yards and gardens, especially native plants, as pollinators rely on a wide range of plants to meet their basic needs. I'm Danielle Smith. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Because me and Earl is rapping to you. Hit it, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. That's none other than Gilbert Brown and Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, Earl. You know, after our sabbatical, I came to a conclusion.
What's that?
You still got gray hair.
Hey, listen, man. As I said before, I could put some shoe polish on it like you got it. Is that Shinola or what is that you got, man?
It's called Nunya.
Okay. You leave a little splotches on the pillowcases and stuff like that.
This ain't so low, man.
Man, you know, miss you last week and miss
Same
you
here,
as always.
Same here, man.
So listen, man, we're a little closer. We can start feeling it, right? I mean, you know, you've been retired for a little while, but can you still feel it, man? Can you smell it in the air?
Yeah, man. We probably about 18 days out from training camp.
So let me ask you, man. Young people, the rookies, the cats they brought in, you know, what are they going through, man, psychologically, as they ramp up to this, to training camp? Because their whole careers are at stake.
Believe it or not, Earl, it ain't just the rookies. It's the veterans that moving from teams to teams, too. They got to have a big adjustment, too. It's like you're starting over as a rookie, even though you're not a rookie, because you come into a new team and you got to learn new roles. It's a big adjustment, man. And I like to tell everybody, When that adjustment comes, it ain't just football adjustments that you got to make. You got to make life adjustments, getting ready for training camp. You got to get your home in order before you leave to come to training camp. So it's a big adjustment all the way around.
You know, Gilbert, we see guys with football helmets and shoulder pads and jerseys, and we see them out there running around on the football field playing what many people may consider a kid's game, but all the psychological stuff behind it, Gilbert, is the part that we don't see, that you really have to be a strong individual not just your physical attributes, but psychologically, you got to be a strong person to make it, right?
Oh, absolutely, Earl. I mean, like the ratio they say is, some people love to say, because they believe football is so physical.
Right. Well, it is.
50-50 or 40-40, 60. You know, 60. It's not. It's, the real guys will tell you it's 90% mental, 10% physical. Because you can't be, like I said before when we were talking earlier, Earl, you can't be physical if you don't know where you're going. You got to put the mental stuff down first before you lay down the physical.
So let me ask you, man, playing college football mm-hmm. prepares you for the mental part of it, doesn't it? I mean, yes. You can't. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, but the mental gets destroyed when you get to the pros, and it's a flip-flop because it's not what you thought it was.
What do you mean?
If your book was a certain way in college, it's two times bigger when you get to the pros.
Okay.
Because sometimes you installing during training camp for the whole year. And then week two, they'll lay down some stuff that you remember that you did in training camp. You'll be like, oh, okay, that's why we did this. Because in week two, we're going to do this. Or week eight, we're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? The coaches, let's put it this way, man. Them coaches hardly ever leave. I don't know how their families do it. That's why I ain't even tried to be an NFL coach. Because I can't do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even leave your office, man. Go home, kiss your wife and your babies, and you come on back. I ain't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Put in the work because they game planning for the whole year. You see what I'm saying?
So
we think.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we think that we install it for this week. They sitting up, the coaches will come down, do what they gotta do. Then while we preparing for the Bears, they preparing all the way to week nine for somebody else.
So there's a foundation of things that you have to learn at the onset of training camp, and then the variations each week that they change?
Yes. I mean, it's like I say, it's mental all the way around, Earl. You know what I'm saying? And some of the guys get cut because they're mentally not ready for this game.
And
they can physically be ready, and they can try and try and try. But if you don't get that mental down pat, you're done.
So let me ask you: Now clearly they must not only have people who work with the players physically, but they got to be also people who work with them mentally because they made this investment in them, right?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, Earl. We in football, you can't have somebody holding your hand all the time.
Okay.
You cannot. You got to learn some of this stuff on your own.
Okay.
Because one team ain't going to treat you like another team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most of this stuff, it should be laid down from day one. High school, college, pro. Adjustment from high school, college, and pro. They say everything's faster. High school, college, pro. Everything is right, man. You got to be able to adjust your whole life to become a professional. That's the word. And that's the word they're going to hit you with. You got to be a professional, son. So we're going to get somebody to be professional for you.
So, Gilbert, they don't invest money in you guys. The kind of money that they invest in a draft choice or in bringing in a veteran without having talked and figure that you are capable of handling that kind of stress and that kind of pressure, right? I mean, they don't just bring a guy in without knowing and talking to him and understanding that this guy is capable of handling that. And maybe they may think that's the case, but when it comes down to really, you know, dealing with it, it's a different story. Is that how that works?
Yeah, Yes and no. They got the team invest in their player as much as they can. They gonna give you all the tools that you need.
Right.
But it's like that old saying, Earl, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make you drink it. That's just how it is, man. Sometimes you gotta understand, you gotta grow up, and you gotta understand that this is your profession, and you gotta treat it as such. They ain't gonna have a teacher in the classroom telling you, okay, this is what you gotta do.
Okay.
That's what your coach is gonna do. Your coach is gonna lay it down. That's why we got individual coaches. He gonna lay it down to you. It's time for you to go home and study. You can't just take that book home and set it on the shelf.
Okay.
You gotta sit there, you gotta read, and then when they come back to you, they're gonna say, this kid is not getting it.
So they can tell that you're not getting it from what they see on the field, right? I mean, is that how they can tell?
Can tell you're not getting it? Because if you're not where you're supposed to be all the time, then you're stupid.
Well, so Gilbert, I mean, I'm just and you just kind of hit the nail on the head. It's a team sport, and everybody counting on everybody to be where they're supposed to be on every play. And if you're not where you're supposed to be, you blow up the whole play, and everything can be blown up.
Let's take into consideration last year's play again when Aaron Rodgers was throwing to those young receivers. Aaron Rodgers dropped back, and he throws to a spot.
Right.
Where you're supposed to be. And they weren't where they supposed right. to be. That's a good example of not doing what you're supposed to do or putting in the work so everybody can be on the same page. Because football is timing. You got to have your timing down. It's like a dance. If you miss a step, the whole play is messed up.
You know, man, that was a great analogy, Gilbert, where
I know.
You said, where and that explained the whole thing. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers throws to a spot. The cat
I supposed to be working on somebody's network, but they laying people off too much.
So they throw to the spot. The cat ain't there. The ball gets intercepted.
Yeah,
it changes the whole game. Right, game's won or lost on one play.
And it's crazy. Even on defense, the same way. If we're doing a stunt and Santana crashes down and I'm supposed to come around, but I forgot to come around.
Right.
And from that running back through that hole. Oh, my God. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It happens on defense, too. If you in deep thirds, are you supposed to be in flats? But you saw something and you went to go cover it. The flats is wide open and they throw that cat the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And people get cut for those things.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do they? Because you're supposed to be there and the old boy bumping his head in the goalpost.
Yeah. You know, the other part of all of this, Gilbert, is there's money, right? Business.
There's money involved.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't make the playoffs. There's money, right?
Yeah.
You know, Gilbert made a couple of mistakes that cost us the playoffs. You know, got to pay a price. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin, highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 61. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about zero. Tonight, clear skies. Temperatures reach up to about zero. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Dry with temperatures well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs near zero to near zero. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, we were just, and our phone lines are open, give us a call. You know, Gilbert, I was just talking, we were just talking about what lies ahead for not just rookies, but veterans and all of this during this period of time, the stress that goes along with it. You know, it used to be they got at least 6 preseason games. So if you made a mistake, you got a chance to really show what you could do in 6 preseason games. What are they down to, 3? And so do guys in 3 games, Gilbert, they can't just measure you whether or not you're the person in 3 games. When you're at practice, that's part of now. Clearly, they're determining whether or not you're a guy that they can count on in practice more now than years ago when you played when they had 6 preseason games.
No, Earl, let me correct you. I ain't never seen 6 preseason games.
They used to have 6 preseason games before you started. Hey, Kevin, look that up.
Four as was the most.
Maybe
5.
Okay. So, well, 5 or 6.
4 or 5.
I think they had 6.
What I'm trying to say, I'm narrowing it down because now is even worse. It's getting down to 3 to 2.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So we had to do it in 4, and they got to do it in 2 or 3. Because you have to shorten it. Because of the season,
they added 17 games.
So you got to shorten it. So regardless of what it is, Earl, I told you, just like I told you before, basically, if they give you four plays, you got to show them something in four plays, Earl.
Man.
That's just like, and Earl, because you want to know why? Because they got another dude that can do it.
Right.
They just got to find it. They ain't going to mess around. The train does not stop for one man. That's how it is in the NFL. If you can't do it, son, we thought you are not who we thought you were. Goodbye. Let's go get somebody else.
So that's the cold-hearted business part of it, right?
Oh, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. When you get old, we holler at you. When you start losing a step, we holler at you. It goes back to how, let's put it this way. How great was Joe Montana?
Oh, come on, man. Unbelievable.
Who thought he would ever lead the 49ers? Who thought Brett Favre would ever lead the Green Bay Packers? Who thought Aaron Rodgers would ever lead?
Hey, who thought the Gravedigger was going to leave the Green Bay Packers? Come on, man.
Oh, I didn't leave. Mike Sherman did that for me.
I know. So, all of this, let's go to the phone lines. Kevin, who do we have on the line? Hey, Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Earl. I got a new nickname for you, Gilbert. I'm going to call you Big G. Is that okay?
Big G. Okay, yeah, I appreciate it.
What do you think?
I like the Gravedigger better, but go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to just chime in really quickly. I only remember four preseason games, but...
You're younger, man. You cats are younger.
Earl, push this point across, man.
It's been four games. It was four games for a long time up until just very recently. What I was going to say, though, you know, football teams really basically have, you got your locks as far as who's going to make the team automatically. We know who's going to make the team. Really what it comes down to, it comes down to maybe a handful of players that could potentially if they are not on the team, I don't know if the practice squad was bigger when you're around, Gilbert, but is essentially,
David and Gilbert
way over there.
Hang on a second. From 1970 through 1977, the NFL season consisted of 14 regular season games and 6 exhibition games.
Whoa.
1970 what, through 1977.
Earl, you talking to us in present tense. Ain't nobody talking about nothing in 1970.
Well, what are you talking about, man? I was around then.
There is nobody listening but you that was born in 1970 looking at six preseason games.
I told you they had six preseason games.
I think he met Jesus.
Come on, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You know, hey, David, hang on, man. We got to go to a break. We'll take your question on the other side. Hey, don't question the dean. I've been around a little while, man.
The dean's still in 1970. Ain't nobody still in 1970,
I told
man.
You, man, I remember them having six preseason. Gilbert, can you imagine six preseason games?
If there were six preseason games, now everybody would be playing.
Right. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. 4 people are dead, 3 are missing in flash flooding in southeastern Pennsylvania. Upper Makefield Fire Chief Tim Brewer says the rainfall last night was historic.
In my 44 years, I've never seen anything like it.
We had approximately 6.5 to 7 inches of rain in under 45 minutes.
Among the missing, a nine-month-old. Heavy rain in the Northeast has forced airlines to cancel hundreds of flights today. It's a weekend for the record books, says National Weather Service meteorologist Trevor Boucher.
Several places are likely to break records. In fact, today, one place in our forecast area, Kingman, Arizona, did break a record with 112 measured today. So the record-breaking temperatures are happening this weekend already.
The West is expecting more provocations from the Hermit Kingdom, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
It would not come as a surprise if North Korea moved forward with another nuclear test.
Sullivan spoke earlier today on CBS's Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. App 93.5, The Tap.
SitOutTogether.org, brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Have D, y'all. In the house. Once again. Make you comfortable. Make love for both. What?
Under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones quickly, David, from Mequon. You were saying.
Good morning again. Really quickly, in regards with, you know, bringing the amount of preseason games down, I remember they were talking about the reason why they're doing that is get more money making
right.
money in the regular season.
Right.
And I foresee they'll probably end up doing it again because, you know, you got, what, nine home games or eight road games, so you're at right. 17. It's an odd number. So they'll probably push it to 18 sooner than later because they can obviously charge a lot more, you know, for that regular season game than they could the preseason. But my question also to Gilbert would be, you know, some of these guys, though, do, and I'm not sure when he was playing how big the practice squad was, but I know that they do stash away guys in the practice squad, and then, you know, that's another way for them to kind of develop, so to speak. And, you know, do you think they're going to expand the practice squad, you know, the amount of people on there as well, do you think, going forward too?
It's a good question, Dave.
Season games down?
It's a good question, yep. Man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
You know, the practice squad was never large. You know, somewhere in there, 5-6 players, you know, certain positions that they thought that was coming along. But in order for a good team to flourish, I think a practice squad should be bigger. But then again, Earl, you got to remember, we were hitting back then. That's why a practice squad was a body, a dude to fill in. Right. You know what I'm saying? Since they don't do as much hitting in practice anymore, I don't know. I don't know which way that will swing. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you want to develop guys. Yes, you want to do this, but you need bodies in practice. You can't have your star out there doing all the reps and all the scout team reps.
But let me ask you, Gilbert, do you think it makes a difference in the play during the week now that they don't hit during the week?
Yes.
Better or worse?
They're trying to keep the guys, man. But, you know, that's why you have so many injuries on game day. It's okay. Because your body is not
used to getting hit. Okay.
Not used to, like then, I mean, the injuries now is different from the injuries when we was playing because we was hitting all the time.
Right.
So that same hit that we got won't feel like nothing. But if you ain't hit all week or you only hit one day or you thudding or whatever, you get in the game day and it's 100%. Injuries are going to happen.
So
it's just plain and simple.
So you're saying your body can grow accustomed to getting hit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's things I used to do that I can't do now. No. I could have took my elbow and run it through a wall.
Right.
With no problem. My forearm through a wall with no problem. Now, I'll be hurting for 6 weeks.
Well, you're an old man now. But I'm talking about young people. Young players.
I'm using that as a terminology. I know.
So listen, man. I wanted to talk about the pack of mystique, man. I wanted to talk about Gilbert. Why, after all of these years, people are still waiting in line to get tickets. And why such a long waiting list? I remember there being a waiting list, man, back when Bart Starnem were playing. And people are still on the list. And people have long since died and been gone. And their parents dead and gone. And even they're dead and gone. And they still got waiting lists for Green Bay Packer football. What is that?
You know what, Earl? That goes to show you what, from day one, the Green Bay Packers put down as far as tradition, as far as love of the game. You know what I'm saying? As far as the mystique. You got to look at Lambeau Field, man. It ain't moved.
No.
It may have a couple changes here and there, but it ain't moved. And it'll never move.
They'll never replace it.
You can't, man. That's why when other players come to town, they're like, man, I can't wait to play in Lambeau Field. I need to see what that's all about.
Yeah.
It's a different electricity, man. I mean, they say Dallas, America's team, and this, that, and the other, but they ain't got no tradition that ain't been there like we have, that ain't moved.
You know.
I ran into a lady this weekend, Earl. She said she put her son on the list at the age of 6 months. The boy is 32 now.
You talking about to get tickets?
Yeah, he still ain't got tickets. He still, she said he's still 60,000 deep on the list. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Season tickets we're talking about.
Season tickets, 60,000 deep on the list. And he's been waiting for 32 years.
You know, man, the Green Bay Packers mystique, even when they weren't winning, they were selling out.
Still standing room only.
Yeah, standing room only.
And we ain't just in we don't just stay in the state of Wisconsin. I told you before, Earl, we had an American Bowl over in Tokyo, Japan, against the Kansas City Chiefs. More than half the stadium was Green Bay Packer fan. More than half.
Japanese, and they weren't Green Bay Packer fans that traveled to Japan.
No. I don't know. It was a lot of them that got on the plane. Now right. I don't know how you did it 15 hours because I was I was sick. So that's 30 hours up and back.
Hey, and scared.
But hey, when they paying you that money, Earl, you gonna get on that plane, baby.
But this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Why do you, what is it about you as a Green Bay Packer fan that you keep coming back? Now, you guys laughing at me because I was telling you about way back in 1970. And, you know, I remember the 60s and the Packers, watching them as a young boy. So, you know, Bob Skowronski and all them. I'm watching all of these guys. Henry Jordan, you know, Jim Ringo, you know. I tell you, man, Forrest Gregg, Boyd Dowler, you know. I mean, all those guys, Gilbert, that you met when you were young, man, I saw them catch play. And here it is. And so I went from a boy now to a senior, and I'm still, when Sunday roll around, guess what I'm looking to do when the Packers come on? I don't care what else is going on. I'm sitting down watching the Packers. So it's something going on about the Packers, and I was looking up, before we came on the air, the fan bases, and you know, the teams that have the top fan bases in all of football, 32 teams, the Green Bay Packers are ranked number 2. After all those decades.
Still should be number 1, Earl. Still should be number 1.
Yeah, and I was surprised that the New Orleans Saints have the number 1 fan base. If the Packers had anything to do with it, the Packer fans, they would hurry up and try to fix that, But what is it, man? I can't believe New Orleans doesn't have a tradition of the Packers.
Well, New Orleans is a different culture, man. I mean, when I look at that culture, man, they got football from who dad to whoever. You know what I'm saying? it's just a culture down there because, you know, football is different in so many states. You see what I'm saying? The belief of football, the kids in football, the parents in football, and all that stuff grows, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have competition, but we still should be number 1. Period. Wisconsin is football heavy.
Look, man. The Packers are ranked number 2 out of all 32 football organizations, and 2 ain't bad. And the other part of it is, look how small Green Bay is. And the fact that they're ranked number 2, and they're not moving downward. They're certainly not moving downward. Younger and younger. Go ahead.
But the thing is, Earl, it ain't just Green Bay. We are worldwide,
right?
For fans, period. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to that list by just inside your.
So how do you think this Green Bay Packer mystique is all over the world? What is it about the Packers that make them different? Is it that G on the helmet or that green and gold?
That and all that tail we whooped back in the day.
Yeah,
but all of championships. See, championships bring recognition. It brings power. It brings respect on that name. 13 championships brings respect on that name. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but most of those 13 championships were before there was anything called the Super Bowl. Those championships were in the early stages of pro football, but they've certainly counted, and they've made the Packers. They built the reputation of the Packers back then. Is it safe to say that?
Evolve,
right.
Earl, that's the word, evolve. Championships evolve into Super Bowls. So just imagine, we got 13 Super Bowls before Super Bowls even started.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So they
built, and we got four of those.
So they built the foundation going back to Curly Lambeau.
Earl, the thing to me is it was started on day one. That's why we got the G on the side of our helmet, because we're great. Oh, it started from day one.
Now the G stands for great. Okay.
You didn't know that?
I thought the G stood for Green Bay.
No, it stands for greatness, son.
Okay, great. I stand corrected. We got to go to the break. 844-967. Oh, we got a minute or two left. So Gilbert, and the reason I'm asking all of these things is because it's right around the corner. That Packer fans right now can't wait for the summer to get over with. And as short as the summer is, people can't wait for the summer to get over so we can get to that. Earl. To me, that's some crazy thinking. You know,
Earl, it's excitement in the air. You want to know why?
Go ahead, man.
You want to know why? Just because
we don't know what's going to happen, right?
We got a new quarterback, but we start the season off against the oldest
Chicago Bears, man.
The oldest rivalry in pro football.
Hey, Gilbert, there's no way possible that if I'm alive, I know where I'm going to be. Opening day. I know exactly where I'm going to be. There's nothing else. You know, hey, leave me alone. I'm going to tell the missus, leave me alone. Let's got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet, the grave digger. We'll be right back.
You don't stop. Don't fat and out.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening to Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Gilbert, man, the people who set this schedule knew what they were doing. Because to open the season, is it at home at Lambeau?
No.
Oh, it's in Chicago. But imagine, let's say Gilbert's coming out of the tunnel in, how come I can't remember the name of the Bears football field?
Soldier Field,
man, opening day. Mm-hmm. You're coming out of the tunnel. Man, you can't even feel the ground, man. You know, your feet off the ground, man. Your head is in the clouds. You're coming out of that tunnel. You know what the deal is. You're ready to leave it all on the football field, man. What's that feeling like, man?
Ain't no other, man. Because I know. you got to understand something, man. It's a rivalry game, first of all. So it's unmatched. The energy is unmatched.
Yeah.
It is unmatched. And you coming out the tunnel or whatever it is they got down there at Soldier Field. And it's like a small
Super Bowl. Fighting right?
We don't like each other. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys. If you don't see a fight in the stands or a dude somewhere, hey man, it ain't a Green Bay Packers Chicago Bear game. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't care the intensity or whatever, who got what. Monday morning, you know you played the Bears because you hurting, man. You soaked. Because regardless of what the records are, we about to fight, homeboy. We about to put it down. I don't like you. You don't like me. It's time to put it down, son.
You know, man, I just know this much about that because I've watched the rivalry, man, from Gale Sayers. And
Gale Sayers, KU, baby.
Hey, man, from Gale Sayers. And I was trying to think of number 9, the quarterback for the Bears way back then. You don't know, you wasn't born. But
Jim McMahon.
No, man, long before
Jim McMahon. For the Bears, you talking about Jim McMahon?
Hey, Gilbert, you're a youngster. I'm talking about.
I know. And it's the Bears. And it's the Bears, so I don't really care.
It's about 1965. I forgot his name.
Oh, man. Do you know these people don't want to hear nothing from way back then? They want to hear what's going on.
Okay, but my point is, you come out, Gilbert, and you know what that deal is. And you're going to leave it all on the field because the coaches. So the coaches don't have to get you worked up for that game, do they?
No, we take it like this. You in the backyard playing basketball or you backyard doing something. And the dude just jumped the gate and said, I want your ball, sucker.
Yeah.
What? Here you go. What you going to do, Earl? What you going to do? Man.
Hey, so it may not. So it's safe to say, Gilbert, it may not be a game the whole season, that opening game. The energy level, man, sky high.
It's yeah, but Earl,
and then they had the Bears.
Yes, there you go. That's the key ingredient. I mean, we've been waiting to play a game because you had training camp, however long training camp is, and now you're ready to go hit somebody else. But when you put the Chicago Bears in the mix, you want to know why they did that though? I'm gonna tell you why. Because Jordan Love needs to get his confidence together. And there's no other team than the Chicago Bears you can get your confidence.
Well, the Bears is on the upswing, too. And
the Bears ain't on nothing. The Bears ain't on nothing. I'm getting tired of people talking about the Bears and the Detroit Lions. I'm getting tired of talking about them.
You may be tired of talking about them. But they waited a long time to get to a point where people start talking about them in a positive. So
you think they got a 30-year waiting list on these?
No,
tickets?
They ain't got no
30. Either one of them.
They don't have a 30-year waiting list, Gilbert. What they have is they have two teams finally on the upswing after 50 years. So, you know, for the Lions over 50 years, for the Bears.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot right now, Earl. You think the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions
they have a better record than the Packers right yes. now?
No, I ain't talking about records. Oh. I'm talking about you think they can beat them. Mano y mano.
Right now. How do I know? I don't know what the Packers have.
You don't know what the Bears have, but everybody keep talking about they're going to beat us.
Well, because they're going by the fact that the Bears started playing. Oh, well, they were 3-13 last year, 3-something. They were they weren't very
Thank
good.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
But they invested Thank some money, Gilbert. They spent more money. Chicago, this is what you may not know. Chicago spent more money on players and upgrading than anybody else in the NFL.
Who made them do all that?
Well, I mean, listen, man, they got
to losing to the Green Bay Packers. We gonna make you spend some money to try and catch up.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, they got tired of Aaron Rodgers talking about I own you. He said to the Bears,
Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but that's what he said.
He did say he was the greatest Packer of all time.
Yeah, but he said he owned the Bears, and the Bears fans were sick of that. And yeah, the Packers did own them. But this one, look, Gilbert, I'm kind of excited about it, you know.
I am too, man.
My wife it ain't nothing happening. Nothing happening. That time, when the Packers come on, you know, dinner, I'm already had that ready. And so no phone calls.
He knows.
Don't interrupt me. It's the Bears and the Packers. Opening day, Gilbert. It don't get no better than that, does it?
It don't get no better than that, man. I mean, you got opening days all over the place. You got when basketball opens up, baseball opens up, But when the Green Bay Packers open up against the Chicago Bears, you can rob 14 banks in Green Bay. Ain't nobody going to care.
I know.
Ain't nobody going to care about it until Monday morning.
Listen, man. Hey, listen, time flies when you're having fun. We got to move on. My friend, we'll talk next week. Under the hill with the grave digger. Always good to have you on, my friend.
You too, my brother. Calvin, I holler at you. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up, man.
I will. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.